16th ranked Oregon. Rory McIlroy took the Pebble Beach event. NASCAR win for Chase Elliott.
It's that time to rise and soar with Amber on the Waves, where the stories, Amberisms, and energy is all about keeping you inspired, entertained, and educated. Amber has the perfect soundtrack to your morning so you can stay connected and informed with USAG Stuttgart on 102.3 The Eagle. Airborne all the way.
Child, yes, you are a sweet child to AFN here in Stuttgart. Well, Phil saw his shadow Sunday morning and predicted 6 more weeks of winter on Groundhog Day. And you know what? It has a German tie to it. I am Sergeant Amber Cabina, but you may better know me as Amber on the Waves. The 110 First Sergeant, he wanted me to play you a song. So I want to play all the service members out there. He wanted to dedicate it to all of you who serve and be that tip of the spear. This is Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte here on AFN The Eagle. Freezing fog this morning, partly sunny with a high of 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Areas of freezing fog with a high of 25. $1 buys us 97 euros, and 1 euro buys us €1.02. You're listening to AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. I wake up every evening. Do you like sports? Well, if you do, Patch Fitness Center is seeking active duty sports representatives from each unit to attend the Stuttgart Sports Council meeting. These meetings are held to discuss present and future unit sports. For more information and details, visit stuttgart.armymwr.com.
Are you ready to bring your woodworking skills to the next level? Well, if you are, attend the Wood Shop Safety Class and get one ring closer to creating your wood dreams. The Wood Safety Class is free, and after completion of the course, you will purchase a Wood Shop Certificate. This certificate allows you to utilize the wood equipment at any time the center is open. For more information, contact the Kelly Arts and Crafts Center.
We got some good news for the soul, cooking up some hot gumbo. Yum. One night here on 1.3 The Eagle.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, good news for the soul. You ready? I got it for you today. Ohio State football's number one fan is celebrating their national lead by handing out 16 500 scholarships to kids in Northwest Iowa. Oh my gosh, Ohio. I was saying Iowa for the longest time. His name is John, but he goes by Big Nut. Huh, interesting. His wife's calling him Big Nut for how crazy he got watching games. And the nickname, well, it just stuck. Now he calls her First Lady Nut. So for context, a Buckeye is the mascot, and that is a nut, or maybe technically it's a seed. It comes from a tree. All right, well, that's cool. Well, he is 64 years old, and he's not, like, super rich, but he describes himself as a blue-collar guy. He's been working in the pool for 4 decades, but he's handed $330,000 in scholarships over the years. Well, man, that is so awesome. Congrats to you, man. Giving you a round of applause here in the studio. Wow, that's great. All right, okay. The second one. A woman in Virginia won $1 million this month in the state annual New Year's Millionaire Raffle. She bought the lottery ticket late last year, and the drawing wasn't until January, so she's been storing it in her Bible. Aw, well, that sounds like she got her prayers answered. I like that. Good job. Man, there's a lot of good news with people winning in the lottery, and I am not one of them. All right, the third. Third one I got for you. A guy in Arizona named Paul was driving to L.A., Los Angeles, last month to donate supplies to fire victims when he got a text that his dog, Damien, has been found 8 years after he went missing. He lost him during a move from Massachusetts in 17 and off his leash in Oklahoma, and Paul stayed for a week but could not find him. He got a text message from an Oklahoma woman who scooped Damien up after almost hitting him on the road. She got him to the vet, and they scanned him for a microchip. Paul then made a U-turn, yes, and headed straight to Oklahoma. Wow. Aw, isn't that great? I love that. That makes me feel so good inside. Sorry. Anyways, we would do anything for our dogs, for our animals, for our people, for our daughters, for our sons. Wow, I would definitely turn that thing around. It's 8 years, so that dog has definitely showed some age and gotten a little bit older, but good thing that they are together and reunited. Anyways, every time around this time, I'm a little late today. Oh, sorry. Well, I gave you all the good news. Here's Wake Me Up.
Feel my way through the darkness.
Now, that's your Stuttgart Scoop. I'm Sergeant Ula Leah Freeman with 102.3, The Eagle.
Well, if you like good animal stories, you're going to like what I have for you next after this song, Popular.
Down Sunset, in every place, in every face.
Hey, get it? All right. So, you know that I am preparing... Oh.
That's a dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell their soul to be popular. Popular. Just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular.
Okay, he's done. I didn't know when he was going to finish. All right, thank you, The Weeknd. Anyway, so I am preparing for the ALC, which is a course that sergeants take to be staff sergeant. So ALC, it stands for Advanced Leadership Course. And like any good soldier, I took it to the streets. I was like, okay, I need to start preparing for this. I need to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. You know the saying, how it goes. And so I decided to go to the streets. I went, I live in Robinson, and I went over to the Valley of the Vineyards, overlooking Stuttgart. And I started to do the Army preparatory drills. And I was doing this on grass, like how normally people do when they work out. They work out, outside. And people were walking by me, Germans. They were looking at me, and they were very confused as to what I was doing, wondering why I was doing it, and why I was working out. And I was confused as to why they were looking at me confused. So I just ended up giving them some head nods, like, hey, how's it going? What's up? I was wearing my sunglasses, so I could give them the German stare back. That was my plan. I was like, okay, I'm going to protect my eyeballs from the sun, and I'm going to give the German stare to the Germans. And so I did that while I was doing the preparatory drills, the Bitterridge, except I did not say it out loud. I was not that crazy. Incadence, exercise! Oh my gosh, no. I would not be that ridiculous. But I decide, okay, I'm going to go on a run. After I did the preparatory drills, I did condition drill 1 and 2. And I was like, great, now I'm nasty, and I'm wet, and I'm dirty, and no wonder why the Germans were looking at me. So I decided, hey, I'm going to do a 3 to 4 mile run. And I started to run through the sea of the swirly, twirly vineyards and stopped at a crosswalk. And I looked to my left, and I saw a... This is my jam. Hey. Oh. All right, Dustin. All right, Jay-Z. Suit and tie, yes. Okay, hey, I left you on a cliffhanger. Are you still there? All right, I did that on purpose. Did you like that? I thought that would be fun. So let me just back up to tell you what I was talking about. So, bloop. Okay. I was doing the preparatory drill, the Benarich, you know, the squat bender. I was doing that all in front of the vineyards of lovely Stuttgart, and the Germans were looking at me like I was crazy. And I decided to go on a run. So I went on a run, and I was running towards the Rosenstein Park. And when I was running towards that park, I had to cross a crosswalk. And when I was crossing the crosswalk, I looked to my left, and there was a horse. Yes, a horse. A white horse. You know the ones that go like, neigh, and they go, pfft. Yes, that thing. It was about 15 hands tall, and I'm about 10 hands tall. And the horse, like, kind of tired me a little bit. And so me and my horse, we walked across the street. Like, nothing was wrong. None of the Germans had their phones out like America. And then we walked across the train railing. And then we stopped for another crosswalk. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. Me and my horse crossing the street. So then we crossed the street to the Rosenpark. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm crossing the street with a horse. What is this horse doing here? And then the lady and her horse ended up going on a little park trail trot. And I decided to go on a run because, you know, I couldn't ride the horse too, but I really wanted to. And out on the run, it was so beautiful. I was listening to Peter Gabriel the whole time. I think I saw some soldiers. They had their OTC shirts on. You know, I don't think we're supposed to be doing that. It's not America, people. Hello. All right. So, yeah, and then I ran back, and then I decided to run up the hills and all the stuff. And you know what's really fun is when you get done with such a great workout and you come back and the ped gate is closed. And they're like, well, you got to use the main gate. And I'm like, great. I'm exhausted. All right. You know, it's stuff like that. You know, it happens. I wonder if it's still closed now. Hello? Hello, anyone? Well, let me tell you, I am pushing myself hard to be the best that I can be for ALC. Yes. So, if you like pushing yourself hard, I got something for you. It is called, well, if you like pulling yourself hard, hey, get it? You pull yourself. Well, it's called the rower, right? You can participate in competing in 2,000 meter row challenge at the Robinson Fitness Center. And if that's something for you, you can sign up. It starts... The challenge starts February 4th to February 6th, right? You can register all this week. You're listening to AFN The Eagle.
Time stood still, just like a photograph. You made me feel wasted. You were
right there all along. Yes, Miles, I wish I could stargaze with you, but you don't know I exist. But you know who exists in my life? Every single one of you that listen to this show, I think about you every single day. I do. You might be like, oh my gosh, Amber, that's a little weird. I know it is. Well, but do you know what, this during this time I've been here for about like 8 months or so, and I've made a few great friends. And there's this one friend out there. Her name is Charlotte. Well, she's currently riding with her dad on her way to school right now. Charlotte, your dad, he told me that you're a big fan of Queen. So I wanted to play you something, and I hope this makes your day amazing, and I hope you have a great day at school. And Jared, I hope that you have a great, you know, day pushing emails and what else do you do? The briefing stuff and, you know, passing the ACFT. All right, this one is for you, girl. Rock out. You're listening to AFN, The Eagle, serving America's best.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise.
World. I thought I was going to say that. No, man. I guess it just cut off. Anyways, that one was for you, Charlotte. Go out and rock your day. Yes. Well, if you'd like blood, it's going to get you. I'm about some bloody coming up next after this song.
Oh, la, la, la. Oh, la, la. I'm going to need a hay under the Paris twilight. So kiss me.
I like that song. It's very airy and romantic. So, if you're someone that likes to give blood, which I'm not because they can't stick me and it doesn't really work like that. It's really hard to get blood for me. They say that I'm a hard stick. I don't know. My veins roll and stuff. Anyways, Well, if you are somebody that enjoys doing that, you know, you're like totally way out there, which is great. I'm not bashing you. I think that that is awesome. We like you. And the Armed Services Blood Program needs you. They're hosting a blood drive at the Kelly Fitness Center on February 3rd. And so that's today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, appointments, they're highly encouraged, but they're not needed. Walk-ins are accepted. And this is open to all of the USAG Stuttgart community members. So that is for you. Go out there and, you know, serve your blood, right? Oh, my gosh. Some of the stuff I say on the air. You know what? I can't take this stuff back. It's live, right? Okay. Well, I got into sports after this song, World's Smallest Violin. Yeah. Hey, Grandpa.